Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. Now, it is time on the show to get all interviewee as we are preparing, as I said earlier in the show, for our Melbourne International Comedy Festival influx. But joining us on the phone, we are going to be chatting to, as she was dubbed by none other than Cal Wilson, the fairy godmother of Melbourne comedy. It's a very good welcome to Janet McLeod. Hello, hello, hello.
Why, hello, 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 LOL Radio. I'm delighted to speak with you today.
Thank you so much for jumping on the show tonight. It's very exciting times because you literally are the fairy godmother of comedy in Melbourne.
Yes, and in case you're wondering what that means, everybody, then I make little dreams come true, and I love introducing brand new people to their heroes and just thinking about, oh, you know, you need to meet this person and then they'll be able to take you off to Edinburgh and whatever else. So I'm the person who makes I tip many a domino in comedy, Joff, as well.
Well, we'll click our heels three times and
Oh, look, I'm sprinkling stardust on you as we speak. There
Fabulous.
You go.
I'm so lucky. You are a comedy curator at the best of times, and that is exactly what is coming up this Friday, a brand new lineup show, Comedy Gold at the National.
I'm so excited by this because it's a venue that I absolutely adore. So the National Theatre in St Kilda, they've got the main auditorium, which has been the site of many a comedy gig, including the Doug Anthony All-Stars Live at the National Theatre. But underneath, tucked underneath, nestled underneath, if you will, is a little studio theatre. It's got raked seating at the back and cabaret seating at the front. And it's part of the drama school that's underneath the National Theatre. And so it's vacant on Friday nights this year. And so they thought, you know what, why don't we have a lovely comedy night? And so the programming style that I've chosen for that is comedy with a little bit of cabaret and variety as well. Always with a comic base.
So it's going to be different to one of the other comedy rooms that you're involved with, Local Laughs, which does have elements of that, but is mainly stand-up?
Yeah, well, Local Laughs on Mondays at the local tap house in St Kilda, do drop by, then it does have those elements as well. But this time, I've decided I'm going to turn it up even further. So all the lineups will have at least one act which can fall under that variety or cabaret, banner, musical, that sort of thing. So this Friday coming up, we've got musical comedian Jude Pearl, who's brilliant. And I thoroughly endorse you play her songs on air, Joff. I don't know if you do already.
That we do, we do, we do.
Oh, God! Well, and Kirsty Wiebeck, who is one of my favourite MCs, and she lives just down the road from the venue.
Right, very handy.
I'm leaning heavily on who lives in the area, first up. We've also got Nat Harris, who's on Triple R's Breakfasters show. We've got Mel McGlency, who is physical comic. She's just come back from studying at the Goliath School.
Oh, right, yes, clown. Yes.
Yeah, so clowntastic, and she's got this hilarious act called Motorboat. And even in case you're wondering, and somebody's going, Motorboat, that's the boobs thing. Well, it's kind of based on that.
Yeah.
but it's not dirty on anyway. It's hilarious. And we've also got opera soprano Izzy Hart, who is also known as the director of the Ballarat Cabaret Festival. But she's got some great acts where she's doing sort of tricky things.
Yes.
Like she's got a great act with umbrellas where she's singing opera at the same time. And it is a hoot.
That is sounding so awesome.
That's just this Friday. And so it's that sort of act, that sort of showcase that you'd usually pay $50 for. But, you know, we'll let you get away with $35. There you go.
And this is the start of a regular feature Friday nights. There's an incredible lineup that you've already got promoted on the National Theatre Comedy Gold website there, and it looks like it's going to be going from strength to strength.
Yes, it is. And I've got special guests. Whenever it says secret guests, pay attention.
Yes,
because it means
yes.
I can't advertise them in the lead up to Comedy Festival. But even then, I've got, do you want to Do you want an exclusive?
Let's go scoop.
Okay. Who have I just confirmed for March the 8th? Tony Martin.
Wow.
Tony Martin. Yes, everybody's favourite D-Gen late show person from Sizzletown, the podcast.
Yes, yes.
So Tony Martin also lives in the area.
Oh, there you go. Well,
and he loves a local gig.
He's well renowned for walking the streets.
He loves walking the streets of Melbourne. He and his partner are determined to walk every street. They made a big mistake, Tony was telling me. They accidentally started walking both sides of the street. He went, yes. I should have just done one side.
They will get there, I am sure.
Yeah, that's it. So, and of course, during comedy festivals, then we're going to have people from the festivals on
yes,
the side.
Yes.
And I've also got, I've got Rachel Berger, who's a name some will recognise from yesteryear.
Yes, comedy Rachel's royalty, Berger. Yes.
She's just received an actor award as
right.
well.
Yep.
So to develop a TV idea.
Okay.
So she's
going to be testing some. Yeah, nice.
So there we go. These are some of the people that I've got coming up.
Mission Top Secret.
So if you're in country Victoria, as I'm sure many a listener is, then St Kilda's a great destination. You know why? You're not going into the city.
That's right. It's this side of it's this side of everything.
Yeah, you just get on the freeway, get in, turn off into St Kilda, bang, there you go. You're not in the city.
Comedy on your doorstep.
No hook turns in St Kilda, guys.
it's a safe one to get to.
Yeah, you can have fish and chips on the beach and then go to the gig. It's a great outing.
You've got the night planned out for us.
Oh, look, I love to make it a holistic experience, Josh.
Well, as I say, the lineups for the next few weeks as well, Bart Freeburn, Carl Donnelly, Tabitha Booth, Nicolette Minster, Andrew Hansen's on the bill, Ivana Ristigueta, like... It is sounding like it's going to be a really great show to get along to regularly.
Yeah, well, Rusty Bertha from the Scared We're Little Guys has jumped on board as well. Limo, it really is. I've got the established acts.
Yes,
and
yes,
the acts
yes.
that are sort of the upcoming, mm-hmm. they're very solid upcoming
yes.
acts. So there's no, it's not open mic or anything. It's a pro show.
Yes.
So everybody's
yes.
a pro act. They might be testing out some little bits and pieces, but they are still right there.
And as you said, it is going throughout the comedy festival as well, so people can book in dates right now.
Absolutely. I suppose it's that trust of going, oh, Janet seems to know what she's talking about. You bet I do. I will talent spot the heck out of it.
There are plenty of shows that I've enjoyed that you have been the mastermind behind over the years, particularly for countrysiders. People might not realise that your connections to Ballarat and Ballarat comedy.
Yes, that's right. I hail from Sebastopol, went to Mount Clear Tech High School and started off on what was then called Free Triple B, the community radio station there, played theatre sports. So I've got some great connections in there to Ballarat. And so I also like to mastermind and orchestrate things.
Yes.
So I was the one who got the Doug Anthony down there. Ballarat.
Yep.
And more recently...
Flacco and Sandman, yeah.
Got Flacco and the Sandman to be part of the Ballarat Cabaret Festival. So and, put on things every now and again. Raw Comedy was in there. There was
yes,
a gala
yes, yes.
that I had as well. Sammy J was on that one and Frank Woodley. So it's all these people that I've just
friends.
I've just known
yeah.
them.
Yep, yep, yep.
I've known them since they were new.
Yes, starting out and have blossomed.
And here's the thing. It's for people who are going, oh, I don't know who that is. Famous people have got to come from somewhere.
I always say that with every single comedy festival, for the one big act that you book two or three people you've never heard of, because
absolutely
the biggest laughs can come from those people who you mightn't have heard from yet, and they're just starting out and starting to blow up. So it's always, particularly in a comedy festival, a great opportunity to catch new talent.
Oh, I can't agree more. I used to run the information booth outside the town hall
yes.
during comedy festival, and I was always matchmaking people to shows, and I loved doing it. I loved to be able to say, you know who you need to see, trust me on this, come back and tell me how you loved it. And so, there was one year people were going, oh my God, you said that I'd never see that person in that size venue again. I think you're right.
Exactly.
And I was
yes,
right.
Yes, yep.
Convention.
Oh, never heard of him.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, what's happened to him? I don't know.
Well, Janet, thank you so much for having a chat on the show tonight, and we'll pop a copy of this up as a podcast, as always, with all the details for Comedy Gold at the National, but it sounds, as I say, like it's going to be an absolute hoot.
It's going to be so much fun. Here's the thing that they've got in the ticketing as well, I noticed. Very cutting. You could pre-order a bottle of sparkling.
There you go.
That's the sort of vibe I like.
Well, I thought, considering our theme tonight has been life and death, I would put in a few tunes of some friends of yours. Coming up next, we've got the Doug Anthony All-Stars with Dead Elvis. Sandman talking about his dead budgie.
Brilliant.
And Sammy J with Pink Cloud. So these go out to you, Janet.
Oh, thank you.
And on LOL Radio, this is the Doug Anthony All-Stars.